Perhaps the biggest price China has had to pay for its economic advances has been the pollution of its cities, its rivers, and its countryside. Well, now a decision by a court in the eastern province of Jiangsu suggests it's a price China is no longer willing to pay. It's fined six companies 160 million yuan, that's about $26 million, for polluting rivers. They were accused of discharging 25,000 tons of chemical waste into two rivers in Taizhou. The Xinhua Chinese news agency says the fine is the highest ever for this sort of offence. Well, I've been speaking to Tan Jiama, who's head of Greenpeace China. Does he think this constitutes a warning from the authorities to polluting companies?
In a sense, it sends a very strong signal to particularly businesses that there's this possibility that they have to face in the future when they will have to pay for whatever mess they created in the environment. In the past, it's usually the case where they were given a very low fine by the government or they don't need to take care of the pollution, which in a lot of cases is getting cleaned up by the government using taxpayer money. So I think in this case, it definitely sends that kind of signal to the business world.
There are also jail terms, I gather, for 14 people involved in the pollution. So, I mean, it does suggest that they are clearly prepared to send that signal, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the several cases in the past 2 to 3 years, we are seeing people responsible for this kind of serious pollution cases to be sentenced jail time.
But will it actually make a difference? I mean, will companies change their practices because of this?
We have to see, because in this case, we don't know whether it is a real precedent or just a showcase. There's a special element in this case because the party that actually brought the litigation was a group that was affiliated with the local environmental protection agency. So it, to some extent, it's affiliated with the government itself. We don't know at this moment whether any other party in reality could repeat this kind of cases in the future or whether it's just a special case only applied to this very particular situation in that locality, which is Jiangsu province.
How bad was the pollution in that province?
Jiangsu province is a highly developed province on the east coast of China. It's one of China's biggest industrial powerhouses. So it's definitely a highly polluted place with a lot of heavy industry located. And in this case, it's six agrochemical companies who are producing chemicals, and they handed very toxic waste, illegal company to deal with, and that company actually in the end dumped all the toxic waste into the Yangtze River.
Now, given that the Chinese government really has to support these kind of things for them to happen, does that mean the Chinese government is responding to local public opinion, people getting angry about pollution, or is it pressure from international agencies that's putting them in this position?
I think it's largely because of public opinion locally, domestically, because in the past several years we're seeing, especially urban middle class people, they are more and more vocal about their dissatisfaction with the status of the environment. We're seeing a lot of protests both on the street and on the internet about air quality, water quality, and food safety. So I think that the government is definitely taking attention. It's also a very good timing because actually tomorrow a new environmental protection law will come into force, which basically put in more and more strict requirements and restrictions on pollution activities in China.
But I guess the result of this is companies are going to say, well, we can do this, but it's going to make what we're producing much more expensive. Are people prepared to pay the price for avoiding pollution?
Both the Chinese public and the government is prepared to put more emphasis on the quality of life rather than the quantity of sheer economic growth. For example, in the provinces near Beijing, the head of the provinces are being told directly by the president himself that they don't need to pay attention to economic growth in their provinces, but they need to really clean up the air.
Tianjin Ma, the head of Greenpeace China.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.